So I'm going to be selective with the scriptures, but my text is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I think verse 10 will do, and I begin to read. It says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." I don't know if Brother Newman read this scripture, but it seems so close. Amen. Shalom. "For it had been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Cleo." The house of Cleo is where two or three were gathered together in his name, and he had to be there. So they call it an assembly. Amen. But in, you know, there is one assembly, and that is the general assembly. Do you know? So when you see us make all efforts to gather in meetings, we try to bridge or to create bridges to link and link and link and link until, amen, at least a portion of the body of Christ should come together. The more we come together, if we know the purpose why we come together, the victory is easier. Because one will chase 1,000. 10. 2 will chase 10,000. But I wonder why 1,000 can't chase 2. What's happening? That we are 1,000 and we can't chase 2 demons. Amen. Because there are divisions among us. Division is not even where you are thinking. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody was telling me about a message preached by one of the Ghanaian elders during the visit in Uganda. And as he started talking, I told him, "Hold your peace. Hold your peace. If you were there while that minister was preaching and he said something that blessed your soul, don't throw away what blessed your soul because of what you didn't like. You didn't like it does not mean that it didn't bless you." Amen. Amen. And I pray that we get matured. Amen. Get matured. Amen. Get matured. Hallelujah. Amen. I was saying that last time, I said Brother Bram was with the pastor of Life Tabernacle. How many of you remember his name? Was a very good friend of his. He was the one that he asked him to write, that confirmed at the back of his Bible when the boy was brought back to life. When the boy that the car knocked down and pieces him. And they gathered him and Brother Abraham prayed and the boy came back to life. Before he prayed for that child, he said to them, "If this child does not come back to life, stamp a card behind me and write a false prophet." And one of the ministers that were begging him was that pastor of Life Tabernacle. So I want to remember his name. His name is the same name with the man who was a shoe cobbler that God told him to go and evangelize. And he said that he went to the church and the church said he's not qualified. Moody, God bless you. So that brother's name is also Moody. Amen. Brother Moody. Amen. Was a very close friend of Brother Branham, very close associate, but he rejected the revelation of the serpent seed. And Brother Branham will not do anything without him. And you believe his message and you are acting like children. You never grow. So I love, you know, we didn't This is supposed to be a Thanksgiving service. I was expecting the preachers to come and preach on praise the Lord, thank the Lord. But that's what we can do. But the message should be preached to you. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we give thanks. So let's continue the reading. I read that verse 11 against 4. It had been declared unto me of you and my brethren, by them which are of the house of Cleo, that there are contentions among you. Now I say that every one of you said, I am of Paul, and I'm of Apollos, and I'm of Cephas, and I'm of Christ. How many did they divide? How many groups? Four groups. Of Paul, of Cephas, of Apollos, and of Christ. Wow. Four. Then he asked the question, is Christ divided? You answer, because they, like the preacher preached, but I also said, you should look unto Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher. There's no space for any man. So, is Christ divided? I want you to answer, is Christ divided?
No.
Is Christ divided?
No.
Okay. Was Paul crucified for you?
No.
Was Branham crucified for you?
No.
The fight today is, oh, you must read Branham on the pulpit. I say no. I believe him in my heart. I believe the message of God, and I can preach him from the Bible.
Amen.
Amen. You don't even believe in more than I do. Measure the belief. Have they beaten you because of him? They have beaten me. Have they put you inside pit before? I've entered inside pit. 4 days. Yes. For the sake of Jesus Christ, 4 days. They were giving me water to drink. So the people were mocking. When they want to give the water, they turn it, they wash their hand. But because I needed the water, I drank it anyhow. So what are you talking about? Tomorrow you say that God call you. Where he call you? Where did you hear it? Go and start farming business. There's money there. That's what Elijah was telling Elisha. You have to prove beyond reasonable doubt that you are called. And by staying in the word of God. It was a December like this. I can't forget. In the borders of Uganda and Rwanda. I was preaching. You know, the devil is wicked. As I was preaching, the man was hearing that I was campaigning against his party. Father. See, preachers, those of you who travel to preach, please. Humble yourselves. There is no big man in this thing. Come down and soak yourself in prayers. I lost a tooth here. The man came with a stone. He didn't throw the stone. He came with it and gave me BOOM! You know, when I was a boy, I watched cartoon. Scooby and Scrabby Doo. When they throw Tom and Jerry, stars always come out. Black stars. That day, you know, you cannot form the star. If you slap yourself, you don't. Rig, bapam. The stars came out. See, these stars are real, but something has happened. But do you know what happened? One of the greatest miracles in my life. That night, a 42-year woman who was deaf. No. Dumb. Spoke. Listen. Didn't finish there. They now went to say they should call her family people. Do you know who was the family? The man that blew me. Didn't take the next morning. That night, he became emergency interpreter because he's a good speaker. They told him, so I just started to interpret. He started interpreting, started shaking. And as I'm preaching, when I look at him, I want to vex. Because they boil water that night. Where they got the water from, I don't even know. They just boiled the water that night, and they put salt, and they put it in my mouth. I held it. Blood that I lost. But okay, go and sleep now. I said, no, I must preach this message. I've already, blood has come, but let me finish the message. I kept preaching. As I'm preaching, I'm biting my tongue is entering there and biting it. It's very bad. And the person who did it is interpreting. He's saying that he's a believer. And God accepts. So, do you understand the message of Brother Austin now? Do you get the message of Brother Austin this morning now? So all these unbelievers, deal with them because they can repent tomorrow. Amen. And God will accept. If they have cut your head is already gone. And now they have repented. So that brother, every time he meets me, he say, "Ah, brother, please, how do you feel about me?" My man, I say, "Something is wrong with you. How do I feel about you?" Say, "No, brother, please, say the truth. Just say the truth. How do you feel about me?" I say, "Brother, stop asking me this question." Say, "I didn't know. In fact, that day, the one that pained me is not the hitting. It's when he tells me that, you know, I was hearing our president speaking. You are abusing our president. So I thought you were campaigning for the opposition party. So I said I should come and scatter you. But God could have protected me. He has protected me in many ways. But he allowed that one." Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. As I went with my wife to Uganda, as we drove through the place, I've never been there for about 10 years. The place is called, that area is called Shengwe, in Mubende region. That's where the Ebola struck. So they said we could not stop there. So we drove in the night around 1 a.m. I told my wife that this is the place where I lost that tooth that made me become an uncertified dentist. Amen. I put a screwdriver there and a hammer and knock it off. The thing still did not. Praise the Lord. You know the story. If you don't know, ask those who know. So I'm a certified dentist. If you have tooth problem, you come. Just come with hammer and chisel. We help you. Amen. Let's read verse 14. Paul is saying, or verse 13, is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were ye baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I had baptized in my own name. The Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen. Now, by this reading, many have gone to say, Paul is saying that there is no need for water baptism. There are some rascals that are going up and down, ministering, telling people that water baptism is not needed. He said, Paul said, "Did I baptize any of you?" But if you read carefully, you will know what he's talking about. And I also say that to ministers, because like if you know what your calling is, pay attention to this message I'm speaking to you. For those of us who go to preach in other assemblies, you leave Lagos and you go to maybe Kaduna, you go to Abuja, there are things you must not do. At least let it be certified that you are taught from home. So when people believe and then there is need for baptism, I prefer that you allow the pastor of the local assembly to do that. Amen. Because tomorrow, there are people in that assembly, when they start to fight their pastor, they start saying, "After all, you didn't baptize me. After all, my grace came from another higher revelation, which you also know. We baptize the pastor," except the pastor is saying, "Stand with us. And under great compulsion, we stand and then we baptize." There is no... Look at what Paul is saying. It does not make your report different to say that I baptized 50 people. You only want to break your back. The pastor is there. Deacons are there. Let them baptize their people. You can also give a helping hand. Somebody listening to me. Amen. Wisdom is profitable to direct. Because Satan is waiting to raise insubordination one way or the other against the local assembly, against the local authority. I see people today going to church with their own opinion. They want to serve God the way they want. God will surprise you. Amen. He will surprise you. He can quiet for a time, does not mean that he's not seeing what you're doing. Because you don't even know next minute. You don't know. Even right now, you don't know what is going to happen. You don't know. Amen.
Amen.
Now, so let's go to another scripture. After that, we 1 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 1. Please, the reader who is reading for me from verse 1. Terminate at verse 6.
1 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 1.
Yes, sir.
And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, and ye are ye not carnal?
Are ye not carnal?
And walk as men? For why one said, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos? Are ye not carnal?
Wow.
Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believe, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Amen. I still have one more scripture before we will lay down any submission. Romans chapter 12. Endure, we read from verse 1 to 12.
Romans chapter 12 from verse 1. I beseech you, brethren, beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Yes.
And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yes, sir.
That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Yes.
For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according to God, according as God had dealt to every man the measure of faith.
Yes.
For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ.
Yes, sir.
And every one members of one another,
Yes, sir.
Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith.
Yes, sir.
Or ministry, let us wait on our ministry.
Yes.
Or he that teacheth on teaching.
Yes, sir.
Or he that exhorteth on exhortation.
Yes, sir.
He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity.
Okay.
He that ruleth with diligence.
With diligence.
He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness.
Yes, sir.
Let love be without dissimulation.
Yes.
Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer.
Finish 13.
Distributing to the necessity of the saints,
yes.
Giving to hospitality.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. If you finish that reading and you don't see anything that is concerning you, just stand up and go. Amen. You have looked into that. You are not giving to hospitality. You don't have the apps. You don't have the urge for anything. Please, those young men loitering outside, I can come down there and visit you with a mighty visitation, according to King James Version. Tell them to stay in line, please. Amen. If you check that scripture, you don't find anything that is accruing to you, something is wrong. And you need to wake up. Please be patient. We are going for the lunch now, but let us finish. Amen. Praise the Lord. At the beginning, at the inception of the church, the gifts amongst the brethren were coming up gradually. It was not that complete. How many of you know that? It was not complete. It was not automatic. They spoke in tongues. They interpreted. Visions were given. They had ministry. But there were areas that were still lacking. For example, amen. You had no much of pastors in the early church. How many of you are aware? Amen. Let's look at Acts chapter 13, verse 1 alone. Please listen to that. So we had no much of pastors at that time. And I want to give you the time frame. Acts 13, verse 1.
Acts 13, verse 1.
Yes.
Now, there were in the church that was at Antioch.
There were in the church that was at Antioch.
Certain prophets and teachers.
How many?
Certain prophets and teachers.
How many groups of men there?
Two.
Prophets and teachers. And I hope you know that Saul was one of them. Saul was a prophet and teacher. Now, one thing you need to know that there's a disconnect, a disconnection between the early prophets and our present kind of prophets, those who claim prophets. Prophets are people who are versed in scriptures. You don't say that I'm a prophet, I only prophesy. No, what do you prophesy? What guides your prophecy? It is the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, in the early church, you had prophets and teachers. Why? The apostles were there, but those apostles were actually those 12 who were foundation apostles. It was not the ascension apostle ministry had not started. Are you following me? But Jesus has ascended. But it was not yet manifest. It was there, but it was not manifest. Are you following what I'm saying? So it was in Acts chapter 13 that amongst the prophets and teachers, God sent out the first two apostles of the ascension gifts, which were Paul and Barnabas. Look at Acts chapter 14, verse 4.
Acts chapter 14, verse 4. But the multitude of the city was divided, and part held with the Jews, and part with the apostles.
Which apostles are these? The multitudes of the Jews were divided. Part of them were with the Jews, and the other part were with the apostles. Peter was not there. James was not there. John was not there. Bartholomew was not there. Philip was not there. Andrew was not there. James... the other was not there. Alphaeus was not there. But read verse 5.
And when there was an assault made both of the Gentiles and also of the Jews with their rulers,
yes,
to use them despitefully and to stone them, they were aware of it and fled into Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and unto the region that lieth round about.
Okay, stop there, brother. Now, look at verse 13. After something happened and they wanted to acknowledge them. 13 and 14.
Then the priest of Jupiter, which was before the city, brought oxen and gallons,
yes,
unto the gates and would have done sacrifice with the people.
He wanted to sacrifice to these people. With these people. Listen.
Which when the apostles, Barnabas and Paul, heard of.
Which when the
apostles.
Is it the apostles of The foundation? No. This is the ascension apostles. Know what you are dealing with. Which when the apostles, the first he mentioned was Barnabas. This is written by the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
This is Acts of the Holy Ghost through the apostles. When the apostles, Barnabas and Paul heard, they rent their clothes and ran among the people crying out, "Don't do it!" They stopped them. But I want you to see the pattern, brethren. Amen. The apostles came to take their sitting after the prophets and the teachers have taught the people. Are you following me? I've checkmate the people. The apostles now came to establish the faith of those people, to put things in order. So the apostles also raised elders. Listen to me. Like you find in Titus. The apostles raised elders to go into every city and establish assemblies and ordain other elders. Now, an elder can only ordain an elder or appoint an elder when he is permitted by the apostle. The mercy of God does not joke with his standard. The truth of God, the grace of God does not joke with the truth of God. It is grace and truth. It is mercy and truth. Whatever, truth must be there. Or else you are doing something else. So you see, certain women who are given spiritual gifts, they may be innocent themselves, but when people begin to celebrate them, they want to now become established prophets, indirect apostles. They want to determine how things will go. You are not the advisor of a servant of God. Just hold yourself before you die without a hand. Amen. But if you stay in your place, even a brother that is gifted in dreams and vision, or even that prophesy, should not try to direct the church. It's not given to you. Don't direct the church. Give your prophecy. Don't interpret it. Give the prophecy. Don't interpret it. Give your dreams. Don't interpret it. Wait. If you have your interpretation, let confirmation meet your interpretation. Am I talking to somebody? Yes, Pastor, we are not a denomination. You don't know what a denomination is. When you were in the denomination, were you not a member? I was playing in it. You were a member. What do you know about the polity of any organization? What do you know about it? So you don't know what makes a denomination. It is not singing that makes a denomination. It's not preaching that makes a denomination. So know what you say when you say we are not a denomination. Brother, if you are in this assembly or any of this assembly, you have a dream concerning a brother, go to the pastor. Are you listening to me? You have a dream concerning a brother. He's sitting next to you. You can even tell him. Go to the pastor. Who is his pastor? Brother Newman. Go to him. And if you want to jump from here to go to him, I am here. Tell me. I may not even want to listen to your dream. You had a dream concerning a brother. I can send you there. There is order. It is called order. Because it might not be the way you see it. It might mean beyond what you think it. We lost a sister here. And I was lying down here one day when I came back from Port Novo, and some sisters were passing, and the sister said, ah, and that sister said though, that when she, her last child is also here, she will die. I nearly give that sister a blow. So you heard such a thing, you could not tell me. And really, she said it. We confirmed from two or three mouths that she said, when her child, her last child is 3 years, so she will die. Now, because you, her blood can be on you if you don't care, if you're not careful. Because you have claimed to be her, you are claimed to be her pastor. You will answer. For scripture says something. Amen. Let me advise you. I'm not preaching. If you belong to an assembly, belong there. And let us know that you are there. Am I talking to somebody? Especially, we had such cases here. People who are, they are ministers. They fellowship with us and they will be telling us that they are visiting. Don't visit us. We are not looking for visitors. If we want us to give you right hand of fellowship, that if, because so, tomorrow something will happen, you will call us. But today you are visiting us. Correct? They are doing something, you are not doing it because the pastor cannot even pray for you because you are an equal minister in the same rank. Nonsense. You don't do that. You are floating stars, cloud without water. That's what the Bible calls it. Submit yourself to an authority so that when you speak against a demon, that demon will move. You're not rating whether you can act. Well, this man, I know more than him. If you know more than him, then get out from there. It's for your good. Amen. I'd like you to put down these scriptures. We're going to read a few, but you write down this. I preached this under the to ministers meeting, in the ministers meeting, whose faith follow. John chapter 17, verse 6 to 9, and verse 20. Please, maybe I read that myself, 6 to 9. John 17, 6 to 9. John 17, 6 to 9. Okay, it says, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Are you there? Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Amen? Now, they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are thine, are of thee. For I have, what? Given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and I have known surely that I come, and have known surely that I come from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them, I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, from, for they are thine. Verse 20. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their words. Okay, so look at what Jesus is saying. I think we need an illustration. Amen. So he says he was talking to 12 men, maybe 11 of them, because Judas that night was with the Pharisees. He was negotiating the head of Jesus. So he said, neither pray I for these alone, but I pray for them who will believe on these ones, on my word, who will believe on me through these 11 people's word. So God put you in a problem, you that cannot submit. Let's wake up. I'm still talking about submission. Many of you are struggling with the local assembly pastor. Look, let me tell you something. Don't do that. Don't do that. There is this assembly that I know in this message. A brother, it's a businessman. He just got, you know, I think he was an elder in the church, and he pulled out. Amen. They made you an elder. What kind of elder did they make you? You need to ask question. Praise the Lord. And you are even made. You are not, you know, elder is not a calling. Are you following me now? So things didn't go well. He pulled out of the church, and then he has some money. He started a place, and he brought a pastor. But he refused to submit to that pastor because he's the one that brought him. So the pastor reports to him, and he, I don't know whether he reports to God. Do you see what is happening? You see, once there is a pastor, and I think there is a testimony here, two testimonies that I want to share in that regards. The first is the testimony of Brother Charles Obon, the pastor of the Little Flock Church in Luzira Chirombe in Kampala, Uganda. I spoke of him when he visited Nigeria. Immediately he became the pastor of that church. And we went back there fighting every spirit of opposition until the Lord was glorified. And today, go and see the growth of the church, the mission successes, and the souls that have come in. So you can call me a busybody, but I'm doing my work. Amen. One other good example is that I know of this, my pastor here. Pastor, please, Ehis. Rise, son. Shalom. How many of you love his ministry? Those of you who know him, put your hands together for Lord Jesus Christ. Please, sir, sit down. We all confirm that he's a servant of God. In conduct, in character, in the word. Amen. You could be a good preacher, but if you can't conduct yourself very well, you will lose things. You will even lose the people that you have won. That is the truth. But look at this brother. As much as I can clap for him and thank God for his life, there's somebody that I'm thanking God more for over him. The brother who ministered to him and even baptized him. He is the pastor of that person. Shame to any wicked toad, frog among us here that is struggling with his pastor. Shame to you. You are an agama lizard. Listen to me. Maybe you didn't do biology, so you go and check what agama lizard look like. I am saying that this wonderful ministry given to this young man that preaches here, and I will go down on my knees. If I'm in the office, I'll go down on my knees. Anyway, I'll lift up my hand. That a brother whom he is pastoring, and that person, is he here today? He has gone to work. He's on duty today. That brother ministered to him, baptized him, and come back and sit down and say, yes, sir. On the day of judgment, oh God, give me the position of caning people. I don't know now. I'm just looking for a way to, I'm just looking for what to do for the Lord. In case I don't finish doing it here. I'm telling you, I'm serious. This is too much. There is too much insubordination. Amen. You cannot receive better thing. Why? Why? The other time in Kenya, was called to a matter. Anyway, it didn't concern me. I just branch. I always branch where there is a problem. And they called the pastor. They wanted him to be, the brothers in the church wanted him to be making the account of the tithe. so that they can know how they can divide it. And you want people to be blessed. You are not saying anything. Or you are not hearing what I'm saying. Is it not happening? I know it will not happen amongst us. Amen.
Amen.
We are looking for how we can support these ministers who are struggling. And somebody is going there to open the ark of God to check what is inside. It's like you are not getting the message. Praise the Lord. If you have a ministry, declare it. We will give you time to declare it. Declare it, and you are going to explain to us what you are called to do. Before you are called, you must be told, you must tell us what you are called for. Then we will know how to guide you, how to advise you to fulfill that calling. There are elders here. If you big pastors, we are going to call Pastor Billy Joseph. We will help you. We will send you there. Praise the Lord. If you big pastor, I don't know where he will send you to. Praise the Lord. Are you listening to me? Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. That's what we are saying. In Romans chapter 16. He was greeting churches like the church in the house of Aquila and Priscilla. I'm stopping in the next 7-10 minutes. I'll be done. Less than 10 minutes. Because I want us to have our meal. Amen. Praise the Lord. In Romans chapter 16. Let's read from verse 1. Brother Joshua, please. Would you read from verse 1? Romans 16.
Romans chapter 16 from verse 1.
I want to go to verse 16 and 17, but I just want you to pick when I give you read verse 1 and 2.
Romans 16 from verse 1. Yes. I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister.
Yes.
Which is a servant of the church which is at Cenchrea.
Okay, yes.
That he receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that he assist her in whatsoever business she had need of you.
Uh-huh.
For she had been a succorer of many, and of myself also.
Let's stop there. Sisters, are you here? Say amen.
Amen.
Do you know that you are very honorable people? The sister Phoebe was living a particular location and going to Rome. And Paul had to take his pen, even while in prison, to pen something down. He said, I'm introducing to you a saint of God. Phoebe. Now maybe they were waiting. The reader, when he was reading it, people were waiting to hear that there is a bishop coming. And he said, a sister, Phoebe. She was not a tattler. No. She was a succorer of many. She quenched the taste of many. Amen. She was not a preacher, but she knew the word of God. When she opened her mouth, she spoke things that comforted people. Even to brothers. She was not preaching, but she was witnessing. She was not traveling as an evangelist, woman evangelist. No! She had gifts, but she was not traveling as a woman prophet. She was going for her business. But at least, she was not like those of us today who will go to Port Harcourt and Pastor Elijah will not hear that you have came. You came. He will not hear that you have come. He won't hear that you came. Because you don't have business with him. You have business with the business you went to do. No, be so. Then you are not like Phoebe. Listen. I know you don't care to let us know that you are traveling. Because your car is good. The pilot who flies your aircraft is okay. But the days are coming. The days are coming. Because it was such days in their time that they had to guide the movement of every believer, because the head of one believer cost so much. What was the cost? The blood of Jesus Christ. If you know the blood of Jesus Christ, the cost of the blood of Jesus Christ, you will let us know when you are going. Say, brother, please pray with us. I am leaving. My family and I, we are doing something. Even if you don't want to recognize me or recognize your pastor, but tell us that you are going somewhere. Let us send prayers ahead of you. Read verse 3.
Greet Priscilla and Aquila,
okay,
my helpers in Christ Jesus.
Oh, even Priscilla, a woman, was a helper in Christ Jesus. Give. What did they do?
Who have for my life laid down their own necks.
By hiding him. Yes.
Unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles.
All the churches of the Gentiles give thanks to them, to God for them. Likewise,
greet the church that is in the house.
In their house.
That is in their house.
Yes.
Salute my well-beloved Epaphras.
Epanetus,
who is the first fruit of Achaia.
Now, whenever you see the first fruit, he will be a minister. That was the formula of Paul. Whoever was the first fruit, like I was in Vietnam that time. I was in Vietnam. It looked as if that nobody was, there was no opening for the word of God to be preached. People were just there doing their things. So there was a park. I went out to that park. I sat down. The first day, the second day, the third day, nothing. Nothing. The fourth day, I was just sitting in that park. I was frustrated. I just opened my Bible. I was just reading. Then one young man just passed by. He said, excuse me? You speak English? I said, come, God, don't catch you. Come here. I just drew him. I said, English, we go speak in the name of the Bible. In the name of Jesus Christ. All the Bible I knew, I put it in his head that day. 2 days later, I baptized him. Amen. He said, how far? I said, you know, far past as you say, you're already in. Already in. He's the first fruit. He has to preach. And today he has a fellowship there. Amen. Same thing in Cambodia. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So the first fruit is not by accident. That you enter into a place, the first person that comes, he may run away. You may not see him. Don't worry. Don't quarrel. Don't send curses. Allow him. Let him go and turn. When he turns, if that salvation was right, he will bring him back.
Amen.
Bring him back. Yes. Amen. So, Epanetus, church in their house. First fruit. Yes. Verse 6. Greet who?
Greet Mary.
Oh, Mary!
Who bestowed much labor on us.
Another sister! Greet Mary! Another sister! She bestowed much labor. Like, as you are sitting here now, you are acting as if you are tired. Few minutes from now, you'll not be tired again, because some sisters have bestowed much labor on you. In different angle. I was here seeing when they were bestowing the labor. I was testing labor, whether it's okay. It was okay. I can actually tell you to just go by faith. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They bestowed more labor. Keep going, my brother.
And Andronicus.
Andronicus.
And Junior.
These are sisters. Kinsmen.
And my fellow prisoners.
Yes.
Who are of note among the apostles.
They were of note. The apostles noted them.
Who also were in Christ before me.
They even came to Christ before Paul. Ah. Keep reading, my brother.
Greet Amplias, my beloved in the Lord.
Keep reading.
Salute
Ubain,
our helper in Christ.
Uh-huh.
And Stachys,
my beloved.
Salute Apelles.
Yes.
Approved in Christ.
Uh-huh.
Salute them which are of
Aristobulus household. Do you see? That household is like maybe Life Assurance here. That household there, that household, the household. You know, when they were to eat the communion, The Passover, when your household was not enough, you join with another household, because you must not do it haphazardly. And please, brothers, ministers, I want to beg you, don't play with communion. A church that could stay running 6, 7 months, 8 months, 1 year, no communion, if anything happens, you are just joking, because you're not discerning the body of the Lord. Don't play with that. Before you are playing this orthodox entire message, don't do that nonsense. We are here for serious business, and the business is of Christ. It is the blood of the innocent man. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's effect it. And let's know what is going to happen. You join houses together. You can plan it together. And get elders to come. It is very important. Before you be making mad that you are a Christian. Which Christian are you? Praise the Lord. Are you still reading for me?
Verse 11. Salute Herodion, my kinsman. Greet them that be of the household of Narcissus.
Narcissus, yes.
Which are in the Lord.
Yes.
Salute Tryphena.
Yes.
And Tryphosa.
Why don't we give our children these names? Is it going to bite your children? Amen.
Amen.
I want to see in the next child they will born here, they will call them Tryphenus, Epinatus. I know that you people are reading the Bible. John is tired. Amen.
Amen.
Please keep reading.
Who labor in the Lord. Salute the beloved Persis, which labored much in the Lord.
Yes.
Salute Rufus, choosing in the Lord, and his mother and mine.
Oh my.
Salute
Isaiah. His mother. He claimed him, he are also to be his own mother, because he had taken care of him. Let's keep going.
Salute Isyncritus.
Thank you.
Phlegon.
Hermas.
Patrobas. Hermes. And the brethren which are with them.
Yes.
Salute Philologos.
Philologos.
Julia. Nerus. And his sister.
Yes.
Olympus.
Yes.
And all the saints which are with them.
Yes.
Salute one another with an holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you.
Stop. Don't kiss anybody. Now I need to warn you. That one they say, Pastor, why don't you allow? You can now kiss the bride. Kiss waiting here. Why do you wish kiss the bride? Go and kiss outside. Amen. We are here to bless your marriage. When we bless you finish, you go outside. If you want to start outside, you start. If you want to reach out, you reach. But don't kiss the bride here. Amen. Now, a holy kiss does not mean you should carry your mouth and go meet somebody's mouth. Amen. No brother should embrace a sister. If you die, we are going to suspend you. In fact, we will excommunicate you. Let me see my wife there. I want to go and embrace her. No, don't do it. I'm not gentle up to that level. Amen. You're saying seriously and you're using it to laugh. You better listen. Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We understand what it means. Praise the Lord. Brothers can embrace brothers. Shake hands. Warmly hold each other. Amen. Sisters to sisters. A warm greeting by a brother to a sister. Respectfully and honorably. It's enough. Amen. Hallelujah. Now verse 17.
Now I beseech you, brethren.
I want all of us to read that. Everybody.
Now I beseech you, brethren. Mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them.
How many of us have done that? How did they do their game? Verse 18.
For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ.
Then
but their own belly.
Yes, sir.
And by good words and fair speeches deceive the heart of the simple.
They use good words. They use fair speeches. They deceive the heart of the simple. Let us avoid them. If a brother is acting unruly, pray for him. Don't hate him. But it is best for you to bring that matter up so that we can best help the brother. Don't try to help him privately. It will not work. The bad character was not built in 1 minute. And he can't go out at the go. No, it doesn't go like that. It is by training. And the Lord is going to help us.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I want to stop here tonight, this afternoon. I believe the message is simple. It's just a simple instruction. As this year has come, there is one message we must preach. I picked it up in all the sermons of all these ministers. It is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Is there anybody here that is not baptized in the name of Jesus Christ? I pray that you not leave here tonight, today, without changing your heart and lining up. We are sent to be witnesses of his resurrection. But we were not there at his resurrection. Peter was there. John was there. Philip was there. But Paul was not there. So Paul said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of the suffering that is made conformable unto his death. I want to tell you, brethren, that is the message that God has given to us to launch out the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which is the completion of his baptism, death, burial, because he says it's conformable to his death. Please, every one of you, evangelism is not for the pastor, it is for you. Everyone must do the work of an evangelist. This year, don't sit around and loiter around with people who waste your time. If you cannot do something for yourself, do something for the Lord. While you are doing something for yourself, do something along. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Won't you talk to the Lord this hour? You were saved to witness. You were called to be a witness. Of God, talk to the Lord. If last year that just passed by among our elders, ministers, you know that you did not live fully for the Lord, you did not do anything for the kingdom, talk to the Lord and ask the Lord to help you. Ask the Lord to stretch forth his hand of grace over your life. This year will be different. No missionary will be caged any longer from this hour in the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing will be a limitation to you. Talk to the Lord. Even in your personal lives, those of you in the job, maybe you are a builder, you did not build, a plumber, you did not do anything, a tiler, no job came to you. No. The Lord fight that battle for you. Talk to the Lord. Your family has not been in order. Your marriage has not been the best. You have not had peace in your life. You are not the owner of the night. When you enter the bed to sleep, visions and nightmares of destruction and threatenings come over you. Talk to the Lord and say, Lord, I submit to you. I submit to you. I do not wrestle with your will. I submit to you. Your mouth has talked you into problems. You talk too much. You talk too much. Ask the Lord. Lord, bridle my tongue in this season. Give me grace. Doors that have been closed, let them be open. Talk to the Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' merciful name, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Father. We don't know what to pray, but we know that you are here to help us. Send help from the sanctuary. Hear us from your holy hill. Let us say amen to your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.